The founder of Bob Jones University said,
"The Christian philosophy is a philosophy of self-denial and self-control. The satanic philosophy is a philosophy of do as you please, live your own life."
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound in Zion no more, and the Lord break his sword on bright and fair, when the sailors shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called of yonder, I'll be there.
Internationally known evangelist Dr. Bob Jones Sr., during his earthly ministry, was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message we bring you now illustrates one of the principles on which he founded Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.
My friends, I'd like to begin this little message by reminding you that I began preaching as a boy at the age of 15, so I've had a great deal of experience. I've been preaching up and down the land. My work's taken all the states and many foreign countries. I'm not a great scholar. I'm not a literary genius. I'm not an authority on books. But I could not have maintained my evangelistic position through the years if I had not known something about the mental processes of the masses of people. I know the emotional waves and the mental processes of the people with whom I deal in many parts of the world. Now, in my lifetime, I've seen the philosophy of this country change. When I was a boy, we were taught self-denial, self-control. When we went to school, they said, take this subject, Latin or mathematics or some subject of that kind. Maybe we didn't like it, but they said we ought to take something we didn't like. They said it taught us self-control, self-denial. And they said the thing that you ought to do, whether you liked it or not, was good for you to do it. They said it put muscles in your will and backbone in your character. It'll make a man out of you, make somebody out of you. Well, I grew up like that. I believe in that philosophy stronger today than I ever believed in my life. This juvenile delinquency wave that's sweeping this country, this divorce mill that's grinding our homes to powder, you might say, all this business grew out of this satanic philosophy, not the Christian philosophy. Jesus taught men to do right, even if they had to die for the right. He said, take up a cross and follow me. You know, he said, come on, regardless of consequences. It'll cost you something. It'll be hard. It won't be easy, but it'll be the road that'll lead to the right place. You know, theology and philosophy are not exactly the same thing anyhow. Theology has to do more with faith. You know, a great many people accepted when I was a boy the philosophy of denial, self-denial, and self-control that would not have accepted what I accept as an orthodox conservative minister of the gospel. Some people didn't believe in the cleansing blood of Jesus and regenerating grace in the human heart and didn't believe in the necessity of new birth, believed in the Christian philosophy as necessary to build character. Well, we got away from that. We began to introduce another philosophy in this country. We said, it's your life, you've got a right to live it. You want that, you've got a right to have it. Now, we got that philosophy from the story of Eden, the fall of man. That's what the devil said to Eve. He said, has God said? He made a question of authority. Anybody got a right to tell you that? Oh, has God really said that? Is it so? And then she said, yes, God has said that. And then he said, well, God knows better than that. You like the fruit, don't you? It looks good to you. It would be all right, wouldn't it? Why don't you eat it? You've got a right to have what you want. And she heard that philosophy, and she ate the fruit. And the next thing she did, she plucked a rose, and there's a thorn on it. And there have been thorns on roses, and that day less. That philosophy destroys. It wrecked paradise. It wrecked human life. It wrecked civilization. You know, one of the darkest pictures of the Old Testament is when every man did that which is right in his own sight. Now, we built that kind of a situation in this nation. That's what's the matter with young people. Now, when I was a boy, if a fellow married, he married for keeps. He stood there and said, until death do us part. And now after that happened, he went out and if he wasn't exactly happy, he adjusted himself. And they got along pretty well. After all, they were far happier than the people that marry half a dozen times in this day and time. You know, as a man of the old school, he married a woman and maybe had a little fuss one morning. Went on uptown. On the way uptown, he maybe met a woman and she smiled at him and he says, good morning. And she says, good morning. And he said, you going this way? And she said, yes. He said, where do you work? Well, I work so-and-so. And he said to himself, she looks good. I imagine she'd be good to a man. She smiles so sweetly. But I'm married. I got a wife. She was mean to me this morning. We had a little fuss, I know. But I said I was going to keep her till death do us part. He goes on home, and all day long he's worried, you know, and feels guilty, and thinks that woman will smile at him. Gets home that night, and his wife's all dressed up, and she's fixed him a nice supper. And he goes in, picks up his paper, and she says, did you have a good day? Oh, he says, very good. Well, you tired? Oh, not much. He sits there, he feels mean, you know. And after a while, she said, supper's ready. He goes in the dining room, sits down at the table, she had just exactly what he likes. Just exactly. He feels guilty now, sure. He says, you have a good supper? Well, she said, I tried to fix what you like. He says, honey, I'm sorry we acted this morning. She says, I'm to blame. He says, no, I'm to blame. She says, no, I'm to blame. And they have a fuss about who's to blame. See? What held them together? That philosophy, he wouldn't give her up for all the women ever smile at him. This philosophy is necessary to hold families together. It's necessary to hold civilization together. It's necessary to keep young people out of the penitentiary. The modern philosophy says, or the old philosophy, it's older than some ways in the Christian philosophy. It goes back to the fall of man. That old philosophy, a philosophy of live your own life. You see that woman, you want her, she wants you, you do. You got a right to have what you want, take her. Break up a home. Live as you please. See? Now listen, men and women. The philosophy, Christian philosophy, will not take people to heaven. Christian philosophy will not keep people out of hell in eternity. But the Christian philosophy helps people live decent in this world. And we need a decent life. We all need decent living. And we got away from it. That's the reason you have juvenile crime. That's the reason this country is in such a mess. And it's going to get worse and worse. And that's the reason we come along and go to ruin this country. Children grow up right. They're not taught discipline. They're not taught self-control. Now, I'm the founder of Bob Jones University. And you know, in that institution, we insist on the Christian philosophy. We say to our young people, live a life of self-control, self-restraint. Take some things you like. Take your music. Take your speech. But pick out some subject you don't like and take it. You need something you don't like. Do something you ought to do because it's right to do it, whether you like it or not. You know, a man who just does what he wants to do is living on an animal plane. A man that gets on the plane where man is supposed to live, he does what's right whether he feels like it or not. Do right because it's right to do right. Do right whether you feel like doing right or not. Do right if the stars fall out of the sky. Do right. We need to get back there. We need to give the emphasis there. We're away from that philosophy. And we're in a bad fix. And many of us, not even realizing what we are doing, we've substituted the satanic philosophy for the Christian philosophy. Now, we need to get back to that old-time, decent Christian philosophy of life. We need to learn how to live. That's the trouble with the world. Jesus Christ didn't teach folks how to make a living. He taught them how to live. Under any ordinary condition, a man who knows how to live can make a living. You know, David said, once I was young and now I'm old, and I never saw the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Never. In all my life. He didn't say it didn't exist, but he said he never had seen anybody begging bread if he lived a righteous life or if his parents were the right kind of parents. Now, what we need in this country is a new emphasis and a strong emphasis upon old-time, decent Christian philosophy. If we don't get back there, we're ruined. Now, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's all right. But that's where your regeneration comes in. We tell our students, Bob Jones University, and we preach it in the pulpits and from the platform of this country, you can do what you ought to do. God doesn't tell you what to do without giving you grace to do it. When God gives you a command, he puts omnipotence back of the command. You can do what you ought to do. God will give you grace to do it. Now, why not begin to make a record? Why not get on your feet, figuratively speaking? Why don't you stand up on your feet and say, from now on, I'm going to do what I ought to do. I'm going to have just one idea in life, and that's, what should I do about this thing? And if I feel I ought to do it, after getting all the evidence in and checking it, being sensible about it, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do the right thing, feeling or no feeling. And I'm going to accept the Christian philosophy. Of course, if you're not a Christian, I wish you'd accept Christ as your Savior. You can trust him as your Savior. You're not saved by doing good. You're not saved by even being decent. You can be sober and decent and straight and a pretty nice sort of fellow if you have the Christian philosophy of life, but that won't save you. You ought to be saved. You ought to be a real Christian. You ought to trust Jesus Christ. And then even if you trust him as your Savior, you might go out and fail to live that philosophy. You might fail to live a life of self-control and self-restraint. You are saved, but trust in Christ. You represent him properly when you live the kind of life you ought to live. You know, he can give you the power to do what you ought to do. Trust him to do it, and let's put up some standards again. What do you say? Our Father, hear us in this prayer as we pray now for our listeners. They may be what they ought to be and do what they ought to do. And that we all may live like we ought to live in this world where there's so much chaos and lawlessness and moral looseness. Hear us in this prayer. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Listen next week at this time for another message from The Word of Truth, sponsored by Bob Jones University.